that a Kenny Gardaí investigating this criminal damage incident occurred between 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 2nd of December and 2:30 p.m. on Thursday the 3rd. So a resident in that area had parked the car outside their home and discovered later the two tyres in the car being slashed. So our appeal is to anyone who resides in that area who may have observed anything to assist with our investigation, please contact Gardaí on 07491 67100.
Very often in cases like this, a number of cars can be targeted in an area. Is there any evidence that there was any attempt made to interfere with other cars?
Present, it just seems to be one vehicle.
Yeah. A theft from Inch Island a little earlier between the 27th and 28th of November and on the 4th of December.
That's right. This theft occurred at the pier in the Grange in Inch Island. Like I said, it occurred between Friday, the 27th of November at 10:30 p.m. and Saturday, the 28th of November at 2 a.m. A total of 15 full Oyster bags were stolen on this occasion. And a further theft occurred at the same location between 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Friday, the 4th of December, when another 3 full Oyster bags were stolen. So both incidents had the same injured party, who's out lost quite a lot of money result of these thefts. So if anybody's any information in relation to these, we'd ask them to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 07493 20540, or if you want the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111.
And that's the second week now we've had incidents like that, because last week we were told of thefts of Oyster bags from the shores of Loch Foyle, which isn't that far away from Inch Island, and then there was an incident in Mahararty as well. So it's obviously too early to say in the investigation if there's any form of link, but it does certainly seem to be coincidental.
It does seem to be coincidental, but just ask anybody to see anything suspicious.
In terms of drink driving and drug driving detections, obviously we're into the period now where there's going to be a huge focus on it. There won't be as many parties going on, obviously, and people won't be going to pubs and clubs and so on over Christmas as much as they normally would have been done, but there's always going to be a focus on drink and drug driving, particularly in December into January. The most recent detection figures you can share with us?
That's right. Yeah, over the past week, there's been 5 arrests for drink driving and 6 arrests for drug driving offences. So we're appealing to all road users to never make a poor decision whilst driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Look, should you choose to drive, take that risk, then understand that you're putting your own life at risk and other also road users. So Gardaí from the roads policing units and also from the operational units are out there detecting drink, drug and drug and charge drivers regularly. Expect these arrests, as I say, will increase over the coming months now as we approach the festive season. So should anyone have information in relation to a person who regularly drives under the influence of drink or drugs or be in immediate danger of setting off while they're under the influence, we'd ask them to please contact Gardaí and report the matter. You can ring in an anonymous manner and if you wish to do so, and you could save a life or two doing so.
And obviously from the 18th of December for a period, the rules about visiting other households are going to be relaxed to facilitate people visiting friends and family at Christmas. But I suppose Gardaí would want to emphasise that that does not mean that we can have mad parties in our homes, that this is very much designed for families and for close friends and for bubbles. It isn't a free-for-all.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, I know everybody wants to see the family and their friends, but we're just asking to try to keep it as minimal as possible.
And in terms of the ongoing response to the COVID vaccine, Gardaí have had a role, as well as a role in policing checkpoints and enforcement to an extent. There's also very much a community role with what Gardaí Síochána are doing, and you're very much anxious to stress the fact that Gardaí are there to help and to serve.
Absolutely. Look, we want to get the message out that we're here to help. So particularly, as you mentioned previously, in relation to fetching prescriptions or groceries for people who live alone who are isolating, and that's still an option. So if anybody needs us to assist in that manner, we're here to help. So the weeks and days approaching Christmas can often be a lonely time, at the best of times, especially for the elderly and those who live alone. So we ask if there is anyone out there who's feeling isolated or in need of a chat, just give us a call. So Gardaí can call by the house for a social distance chat, or we can just talk over the phone. All we ask is people don't suffer alone. So our district headquarters are open 24/7 and only too happy to help and support and assist anyone who reaches out for help of any kind. So they would be Letterkenny Garda Station, with me contact at 07491 67100, Milford 915 3060, Buncrana 932 0540, or Ballyshannon 07198 58530.
And the Garda Band have been doing their bit as well to try and bring some cheer to people who have been feeling the effects of the ongoing lockdowns.
That's right. Yeah, the Garda Band held a virtual concert online last Friday and host further concerts on the coming Fridays at midday. So all these concerts can be viewed on the Donegal Garda Facebook page. So the target audience for these concerts are residents of nursing homes, the elderly in general. So in an effort to bring a bit of music and happiness to their day. So we understand the isolation felt by many of them at this time. So perhaps the staff in nursing homes, family members of anyone who lives alone or listening, they might arrange to play the concert for the residents or their loved ones this coming Friday. Should anyone wish to request a dedication to a nursing home or a person in particular, email a request to the Garda Band at gardaband@garda.ie, or they can send a message to Donegal Garda Facebook page and ensure the message is passed on. So the next concert will be this coming Friday at midday.
One of the positive things that's come out of the lifting of Level 5 restrictions last week is the fact that our retailers are now reopened and we're getting Christmas shopping done and we're getting people in our shops. Now, the flip side of that is in many cases there can be lots of people in there, perhaps more than should be there at times given the COVID restrictions, but that can in itself lead to increased incidence of shoplifting. And in these times when people are so much focusing on other issues such as sanitization and so on and so forth, maybe it's not a bad time to be giving advice to retailers about the ongoing risk of shoplifting, because you can be fairly sure the shoplifters are going to be out there in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, since everyone's been closed and it's open again. So we're asking now that this is underway, what the increase in trade retailers fortunately also means an increase in incidents of shoplifting. So wish to impart a few words of advice to retailers out there in relation to the procedure, which should be followed in the event they detect an incident of shoplifting in a store. So we ask that the suspect should be kept in sight at all times. The staff member should be absolutely sure the theft has taken place and the suspect has a stolen item in their possession. It may be necessary to allow the suspect to leave the shop to confirm the theft has taken place. The suspect should not be approached until he or she passes the final cash point and heads for the exit. So at this point, the suspect should be approached, asked if they've forgotten to pay for the item or items, subject to the suspected theft, and asked to come back into the shop, possibly, hopefully, to the interview room, away from view of customers or staff. So if possible, we'd ask two staff members to be involved in the process at this stage. The suspect should be given an opportunity to explain and produce the items involved, and the staff member, unfortunately, has no power of search and should call the Gardaí at this time. We'd ask to record the details and send the date, the time, in a notebook, and when the Gardaí arrive at the scene, they'll take charge and may arrest the offender if an offence has been disclosed. We'd ask all retailers should have a policy of prosecuting all identified shoplifters as one of the only deterrents they have. And ask if anybody wants to discuss any security measures for the store or business, please contact Sergeant Paul Wallace, who's the Divisional Crime Prevention Officer, and he's at Letterkenny on 9167100.
And in that respect, Chamber, through Business Watch and other initiatives, very important in that respect too. And if you're in an area that has a Chamber and has a Business Watch, the advice I'm sure would be get involved and participate in that.
Absolutely.
Finally, in terms of the roads at the moment, and certainly yesterday, it was horrendous yesterday morning. Temperatures were sort of -4. Not as bad today, but we're into the period now where the roads are going to be bad in the mornings, and it sometimes can take us a while to get our heads around that, and we can arrive out and suddenly realise, oh God, it's defrost, I need to defrost, and I'm in a hurry, I might be late for work, and we do a half-assed job, and maybe we have a tendency to go out with the windows not fully frosted, and perhaps we will be grand, the engine will just heat it up and it'll be fine, I'll see in a minute. And you would be urging people, I'm sure, to be very, very careful in terms of what they're doing with their car before they take that car onto the road.
Absolutely, Dolan. Look, we just want to issue a quick reminder in relation to defrosting cars. So please do not ever leave your car unattended while it's defrosting, particularly in a built-up area. Truthfully, it's probably something we all do. Most have done it at some stage, but it's much too risky, and you may be just handing your car over to an opportunistic thief as an early Christmas present. So just ask, why make life easy for criminals?
So, and I mean, I will, mea culpa, I did it yesterday. I put on the engine, went inside, had a bowl of muesli, then went back out. So yeah, I have to be bluntly honest. Now, I mean, you know, I suppose we all think too, so there's going to be no one shady walking through my estate at 7:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
And you never know.
That's it, just you never know when you want to become a victim of it.
Yeah. Sean, thank you very much indeed. That's Garda Sean Sweeney there and the Community Garda slot for this morning. If you can help Garda in any way, the numbers and details are on our website, highlandradio.com. You can, of course, go to garda.ie or go to the Donegal Garda Facebook page as well, and all the details will be there too. But for now, Garda Sean Sweeney, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you, Don.